Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today's episode is a slightly longer episode, but you know what? I just could not fit it into 5 minutes. Part of today's episode comes to you courtesy of Simon Black. I want to thank Simon for the excellent quality of research that he and his team perform. For those of you who subscribe to his Sovereign Man newsletter, you will recognize part of today's topic from his newsletter. And if you don't subscribe to his newsletter, I highly recommend it. He creates some of the most thought-provoking business and economic content out there. Today, we're talking about the ways local government can extract money from property owners. There are two ways this happens that I expect will not be a surprise to any listeners of this podcast. However, there are four more that may surprise you. Most people know that if you don't pay your property taxes, the city will put a lien on your property. If you're not familiar with real estate law, a lien is a formally registered security interest in which your property serves as the collateral for the debt. When you borrow money from a bank to buy the home or buy a property, the bank registers a lien over your property as well for the value of the loan, and that lien is called a mortgage. The lien prevents you from selling the home until you satisfy the debt. Well, a tax lien is exactly the same thing. It's a lien against the property to secure the city's interest. The mechanism for putting a tax lien involves several notices, followed by the lien being formally registered against the property. If the lien isn't satisfied within the requisite period of time, the city has the right to seize the property and sell it to recover the back taxes. When they do, the city issues a tax deed to the new buyer. That process is pretty well known and should not surprise anyone who listens to this show. The second way is if the water bills associated with the property aren't paid. In that case, the city can record a lien against the property for the unpaid water bills. That, too, should not surprise any listeners. Now come the surprises. Did you know that if you own a vacant lot that is not connected to city water supply, meaning your consumption is zero, you will still get a water bill? I don't mind paying for a service that I've asked for. But when you get a bill for nothing, that's not a service bill. That's called a tax in my world. If the vacant lot doesn't have a mailbox and you never get the water bills, you will have a water lien placed on your property for water that you never consumed. So that's cash grab number one. Cash grab number two, if the city deems that you're not taking proper care of your property, and let's say the grass is too high, or if people dump garbage on your property, you will be assessed with a violation. If the fine isn't paid and you don't remedy the situation in time, the city will file a lien against your property for the non-payment of the fine. That's cash grab number two. Cash grab number three. If you have a structure on your property that isn't structurally sound, the city may condemn the structure and demolish the structure to eliminate the safety risk. You don't want kids wandering around into abandoned, unsafe buildings and getting hurt. Once the demolition's complete, they'll send you a bill for the demo, and if you don't pay the bill, they'll put a lien on the property to ensure they will at least get paid when the property changes hands. But here's where it gets crazy. City of Philadelphia was demolishing a home nearby a property owned by a partner of mine. And in the process of demolishing the first home, the big hydraulic shovel accidentally swung a little too far and damaged our home. A short time later, we received a notice from the city that our home was unsafe and was to be condemned. The city went ahead, crushing the building to the ground, and we were left with a bill for $14,000 and eventually a lien on the property for damage that was caused by the city themselves. Amazing. And the latest cash grab number four, involves how natural gas is billed to people in Philadelphia. Like a lot of major cities in the U.S., Philadelphia is in pretty rough shape. So, desperate for revenue, the local government's been relying on an old tactic to get their hands on every penny. The city owns the local gas company, Philadelphia Gas Works. It's essentially a local government monopoly, and over the last few years, PGW developed an automated system to comb through its billing records, find delinquent accounts, and file a lien on those properties. In PGW's case, the gas company is filing liens over people's properties due to unpaid gas bills for as little as $300. There's no due process here. It's not like the gas company has to go in front of a jury and prove there's an unsatisfied debt. They just have an automated system to file some papers, and poof, the lien is registered. So someone could have their home encumbered for a $300 late bill that ended up being an administrative error. More importantly, it's possible that the delinquent customer is not the property owner. Let's say that you're a landowner and you're renting out your property as an investment property to a tenant, and the tenant doesn't pay their gas bill. PGW will put a lien on your property even though it's not your bill. Even worse, you won't even know about it because PGW won't be sending the late notices to you, they'll be sending the late notices to the tenant. At that point, it turns into a bureaucratic nightmare. If you're even lucky enough to find out about it, you call PGW to try and get the lien removed. But according to court documents, PGW tells landlords they have no control over the lien process, and they tell people to file a complaint with the Public Utility Commission. But then the Public Utility Commission tells you they have no jurisdiction over liens in Philadelphia and that you should talk to the utility company. This is the classic government runaround. Well, a bunch of landlords in Philadelphia finally had enough, so they got together and filed a suit against the city in federal court. You might think this was a slam dunk case. Why should property owners be held liable for actions of their tenants? If tenants don't pay for their gas, the tenants should be held responsible, not the property owners, right? Well, wrong. The landlords lost the case. And 2 weeks ago, the U.S. District Court for Eastern District in Pennsylvania ruled that the city of Philadelphia was well within its rights to hold property owners responsible and to file a lien on the property even without notifying the owner to begin with. That's a pretty strong reminder of what governments can resort to when they become financially desperate. As you're thinking about that, make sure your change of address records are fully up to date with the city so that at least you get some notices when something goes wrong. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.